Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 5, Text Number 41. Margandiyatte mukhapadmanidyai chanda suparnair shayo vivikte yasyaghamashodadasaridvaraya padam padam tirtha pada prapanna.
Translation: the lotus feet of the Lord are by themselves the shelter of all places of pilgrimage. The great clear-minded sages, carried by the wings of the Vedas, always search after the nest of your lotus-like face. Some of them surrender to your lotus feet at every step by taking shelter of the best of rivers, the Ganga, which can deliver one from all sinful reactions. Purport: the Paramahansas are compared to royal swans who make their nest on the petals of the lotus flower. The Lord's transcendental bodily parts are always compared to the lotus flower because in the material world, the lotus flower is the last word in beauty. The most beautiful thing in the world of the Vedas are Bhagavad Gita, because therein knowledge is imparted by the personality of a Godhead himself. The Paramahansas make his nest in the lotus-like face of the Lord and always seek shelter at his lotus feet, which are reached by the wings of the Vedic wisdom. Since the Lord is original source of all emanations, intelligent persons enlightened by Vedic knowledge seek the shelter of the Lord. Just as the birds who leave the nest again search out the nest to take complete rest. All Vedic knowledge is meant for understanding the Supreme Lord, as stated by the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, text number 15. Vedesha sarveir ahameva vedyaha. Intelligent persons who are like a swans take shelter of the Lord by all means and do not hover on the mental plane by fruitlessly speculating on a different philosophy. The Lord is so kind that he has spread the river Ganga throughout the universe so that by taking bath in that holy river, everyone can get release from the reactions of sins which occur at every step. There are many rivers in the world which are able to evoke one's sense of God consciousness simply by one's bathing in them, and the river Ganga is chief amongst them. In India, there are 5 sacred rivers, but the Ganga is the most sacred. The river Ganga and Bhagavad Gita are chief sources of transcendental happiness for mankind. An intelligent person can take shelter of them to go back home, back to Godhead. Even Sripad Shankaracharya recommends that a little knowledge in Bhagavad Gita and the drinking of a little quantity of a Ganga water can save one from the punishment of Yamaraj.
ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितां च. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. मार्गयन्ति यत्ते मुखपदं निडैश्च छन्दैर्सुपर्णैर्ऋषयो विविक्ते यस्याघमर्षदो शरीरवरायः पदं पदं तीर्थपदा प्रपन्नः. प्रपन्न means taking shelter. And here it is explained, these great personalities, they are taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. And how do they do that? By the wings of Vedic knowledge. So what takes you back home, back to Godhead, is Vedic knowledge. Because that's the means through which you can understand their Lordship. As Lord has explained in the Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, text number 15, that Vedaisha Sarved Ahameva Vedyo. What's the purpose of studying Vedas? To understand the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And the person who has understood the Lord through Vedic knowledge can take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Shripad Shankaracharya in his Charpat Panjari, he says, Kinchit Dhita Bhagavati Gita Ganga Jala Lava Kanika Pita. A person drinks a drop of a water of Ganga and reads even a quarter shloka of Bhagavad Gita. Yamaha na karoti tasya characham. He says, even Lord of Death, Yamaraj, he never discuss about that person. Because that person gets sanctified, purified by the touch of water of Ganga and reading of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Because Bhagavad Gita is considered as the crisp jewel of all Vedic knowledge. Gita su Gita kartavyam kimanya shastra vistarehi ya swayam padmanabhasya mukha padmad vinitsvataha. Gita su Gita kartavyam, I don't have to take reference of any other scripture. I don't have to do anything with other scriptures. Why should I go there? Kimanya shastra vistarehi. Because it was spoken directly by Lord Padmanabha, from whose navel the creator of this universe comes out. Means he is the source of all the creation. And he has given this knowledge to Arjuna. So what is better than this then? And Bhagavad Gita Lord clearly says, this is the knowledge. Anything else, if someone considers, that is illusion, ignorance. So these two things are enough to take us back home, back to Godhead. Reading Bhagavad Gita, a verse a day, and drinking water of Ganga. Why Ganga? There are so many rivers in the universe. Ganga, Yamuna, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri. These are called as the rivers which purifies your sins. They are the most sanctified rivers in this universe. But amongst them, Ganga is topmost. Why is it so? What is the source of Mother Ganga? From where she emanates? How she has started? How? When? When Lord appear as a three Vikrama, Vamana, Vamandev, and he asked three steps of land from Maharaj Bali. The first one, he conquered all the lokas. And second one, he went beyond this universe and with his toe, he pricked the cover of Brahmanda. And from there started flowing the water of causal ocean that washed the lotus feet of Vamana and came into the universe. So in the upper part of the universe, it is known as a Mandakini or Akasha Ganga. When it comes to the earthly planet, which was brought by Maharaj Sagar, one of the descendants of Sun Dynasty, one of the ancestors of Prabhu Ramachandra, he brought that Mother Ganga to the earthly planet and she became Bhagirath, not Sagar. Sagar, to save the sons of Maharaj Sagar, Bhagirath brought that one. And that's why she is known as a Bhagirathi or Ganga on this earthly planet. When she goes to down on the Patala Loka, she is known as a Patala Ganga. She purifies there also people from the sins. So whoever takes shelter of these two things, Prabhupada saves, that person is punished from Yamaraj, as originally said by Shankaracharya. That we have to understand the importance of each and everything that we do in our spiritual life. Do we really consider these things when we touch the water of Ganges? That this is what going to purify me? Do we really read Bhagavad Gita for that purpose? By reading this knowledge, I'm going back home, back to Godhead. And we are convinced about that. Hey, this is finished. Now I am reading Bhagavad Gita, I'm going back. Do we have that conviction? Why? Huh?
The scriptures tell us.
My question is different, what I asked. Do we have that conviction? Huh? Really?
What reason is there not? I mean, there's nothing untrue in the scriptures. There's nothing untrue in what the Lord tells us.
But do we really mean it when we read Bhagavad Gita? How many times really we remember that by reading this, I'm really making progress and going back home, back to God? That's good. You are on proper way. Because it needs a faith which we are lacking. because in the age of a Kali, it's very difficult to have a faith in Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. If we really have a faith, we read it and we will not forget it. Because we know this is the means to go back home, back to God. This will cleanse away my sins. And once we read this, we will not tend to create any more sins then. No sin again. And we don't have a faith, that's why we sin again. The sinless person, one reads Bhagavad Gita means he becomes sinless. Then why he will create another sin? Like once Mother Parvati, she asked Lord Shiva, "Hey, you are given a boon that everyone, that whoever takes bath in Ganga, he becomes sinless. And there are millions of people, they are taking bath in Ganga. Then where is my work then? Because I am there to punish the people who are sinful, who are totally against the Lord's desire. So you are curtailing my job. So what should I do now? Because everyone is taking bath and just they are getting free from their sins, so they will go back home. So no more sinful people on this earth. So what should I do then? You are snatching away my services." Then Lord Shiva said, "Okay, I will show you, come." Really, how many people does believe that what they are doing, they are really doing it for achieving that? What he did, he became a leper, a person who has a leprosy. His body was rotten totally and it was smelling foul. And he was lying on the one of the steps on the Dashashwamedh Ghat, Manikarnik Ghat in Kashi. So, and Parvati took a form of a very beautiful young lady who's supposed to be a wife of that person who has a leprosy. And she was requesting each and every person who was taking bath and coming out of Ganga and coming upward. And she was requesting them, "You have taken a bath in Mother Ganga and you have become totally sinless. If you embrace my husband, he will get rid of his all sins and he will be cured. Please, can you do it? You are the most purified and sanctified holy person. Can you do it?" Most of the people in their mind, they were thinking, if it is a question of hugging you, we can do that. But this person, just forget. And they were not sure that if they are really purified by taking bath in Ganga, they can cure this person. Thousands of people, they came and gone. None of them dared to do that, to hug that person who had a leprosy. But one small boy, from distance he was seeing for hours together that this lady, she is requesting everyone, but no one is ready for that. And being an innocent child, he just ran into Ganga. He took bath in the Mother Ganga, came out, and he went and hugged that person who had a leprosy. As soon as he hugged it, that person regained his luster and wonderful body. And then Lord Shiva looked at Parvati and told him, amongst the thousands of people today took bath in the Ganga, this only one person has become sinless because he had full faith in that. So this is what the main element that you need when you do some spiritual activity. You should have full faith in that. That this is what the means to take me back home, back to God. This is what going to help me to progress in my spiritual life. And the great saintly persons, they have that conviction, firm faith in whatever they do.
whatever sadhana they do, whatever service they render, they have full faith in that. This is what taking me back home, back to Godhead. And on that assurance, on that conviction, they render services. And these people are considered as to attach to the lotus feet of the Lord. And Lord gives them shelter. Who has faith? So this is the most important element that you need to make progress in your spiritual life. Then the next verse, Maitreya Rishi says, Yat shraddaya shrutavatya cha bhaktya samrajjamane hridaye vadhaya jnanena vairagya balena dhira vraje matatte angri saroja peetham. Simply by hearing about your lotus feet with the eagerness and devotion, and by meditating upon them within the heart, one at once becomes enlightened with knowledge. And on the strength of detachment, one becomes pacified. We must therefore take shelter of the sanctuary of your lotus feet. See, again, the next point for the glorification of the Lord's lotus feet, as explained by Maitreya Rishi here. He said, this is what going to give you knowledge and detachment. Tad angri saroja peetham. Saroja peetham means the pool full of lotuses. And Prabhupada says, lotus is the last word in the beauty. If you want to express someone's beauty, the ultimate word is for that is lotus. And Lord's feet are always considered as a lotus feet. Charana Kamala. Most attractive. Why do they are attractive? Because by taking shelter of them with a faith, as explained here, Shraddhaya, then Shrutavatya va Bhaktya. If someone hear about the glories of the Lord's lotus feet with a devotion, what's the result? He gets the transcendental knowledge with Vairagya, with a detachment. Because if someone hears about the glories of the lotus feet of the Lord, then automatically he develops devotional service for the Lord. And as explained in the first canto, second chapter and seventh verse, that Jnanam Vairagyam Ahitukam. Jnana and Vairagya, that comes as you render devotional service to the Lord. How it comes? Janayati Ashu Vairagyam. Ashu Janayati. It generates to immediate. When Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayochitaha. When one's render devotional service to the Lord. And how you can develop the render devotional service? By hearing Shrutavatya Shraddhaya. With a faith, if you hear about the glories of the Lord, then it happens. And that's why it is said, simply by hearing about the lotus feet with eagerness and devotion, and by meditating upon them within the heart, one becomes enlightened with the knowledge, and on the strength of detachment, one becomes pacified. We must therefore take shelter of the sanctuary of your lotus feet. The purport, Prabhupada says, the miracles of meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord with eagerness and devotion are so great that no other process can compare to it.
See the wonderful result that has given for meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. The minds of materialistic persons are so disturbed that it is almost impossible for them to search after the supreme truth by personal, regulative endeavors. But even such a materialistic man with a title, with a little eagerness for hearing about the transcendental name, fame, qualities, etc., can surpass all other methods of attaining knowledge and detachment. The conditioned soul is attached to the bodily conception of the self, and therefore he is in ignorance. Culture of a self-knowledge can bring about detachment from material affection. And without such a detachment, there is no meaning to knowledge. The most stubborn attachment for material enjoyment is sex life. One who is attached to sex life is to be understood as devoid of knowledge. Knowledge must be followed by detachment. That is the way of self-realization. See, the most important part, the thing that has explained here, that one who is attached to sex life is not to, it's to be understood, is devoid of knowledge. And there is a one particular group of people, they are preaching about by having sex one can go and attain the transcendence. Sambhogsya Samadhi. Is that true? And people are crazy nowadays. They are following him. They have millions of followers for that. Why? Because 99% people, they are into sense gratification. Prabhupada says in one of his purports that the pivot of the material activities in the present so-called modern society is nothing but sex life. Everything's around that, moving or revolving around that. But that's not the knowledge. The person who has so much attachment for that is considered devoid of knowledge. Because knowledge gives you detachment. That's the symptom of knowledge. And detachment from what? Detachment from anything which creates restriction in your attachment to the Lord. And what is that? Not only a sex life, everything that creates attachment and which takes you away from Krishna, that is considered as a kama. Atmendriya priti vancha tarakahe kam krishnendriya priti vancha prema dharena. If someone has a desire to gratify his own senses, that is considered as a lust. And someone who wants to serve Krishna, so that desire considered as a prema. So where there is a no prema, there is a kama. Where there is a kama, there is a no rama. Rama means happiness, pleasure. And as explained here, specification. The detachment specifies you. That gives you a really solace. And attachment and sense gratification, that never gives you solace or pacification. There is always want. There is always desire for something more. That never gets restricted. As you pour ghee into the fire, does that fire goes off? What happens? Becomes more. Sometimes you pour more ghee. For a time being, it seems that it is going to extinguish. But once it gets its own, then it blazes like anything. So sense gratification at any level, mental, physical, or intellectual level, is the cause of fall down and which takes you away from Krishna consciousness. Knowledge must be followed by detachment. If someone says that he is in knowledge, then there must be a detachment.
he should be detached from the sense gratification. That is the way of self-realization. These two essentials for self-realization, knowledge and detachment, become manifest very quickly if one performs devotional service to the lotus feet of the Lord. So that's the glory of rendering devotional service at the lotus feet of the Lord, because that generates knowledge and detachment in your heart. The word dhira is very significant in this connection. A person is not disturbed even in the presence of a cause of a disturbance is called dhiraha. Sri Yamunacharya says, since my heart has been overwhelmed by the devotional service of the Lord Krishna, I cannot even think of a sex life. And if thought of sex come upon me, I at once feel disgust. Prabhupada has quoted this shloka in Bhagavad Gita. He says, Yadavadhi Yadavadi mamuk cheta krishna padara vindayor. Whenever my mind is absorbed in the thoughts of their lordship and it's enjoying the yadavadi mamuk cheta krishna padara vindayor. Navanavarasa dhamnya udyutam rantumasi. Tadavadi vat nari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukha vikaraha sushtu nishtha vanamcha. Since my mind has been engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and I have been enjoying a newer transcendental humor, whenever I think of a sex with a woman, my face at once turns from it and I spit at the thought. Krishna consciousness is such a transcendentally nice thing that automatically material enjoyment becomes distasteful. It is as if a hungry man had satisfied his hunger by sufficient quantity of nutritious eatables. So this is what happens. A devotee of the Lord becomes an elevated dhira by a simple process of meditating in the eagerness on the lotus feet of the Lord. In Padma Puran, Lord Shiva has explained that Narinam Nayanadesha Suranam Api Durdasham. The mere moving of eyebrows of women, very difficult to deny even for the demigods. Whatever they want, even demigods they have to follow. But only the devotees of Lord Govinda can conquer that. Urdhvabaho, that's why he says, I raise my both hands up and I can declare that only the devotees of Lord Govinda can conquer the kama, the lust, no one else in this world. Because once you become the devotee of Lord Govinda, There is nothing in your heart other than Lord Govinda. Govinda kahena mora Vaishnava pran. Lord Govinda says, these Vaishnavas are my life and soul. And Vaishnava kahe Govinda mora pran. And Vaishnava says, my life and soul is Lord Govinda. So he resides in my heart. So wherever there is a Lord, where it is a Kama then? And only they can conquer the Kama. Because they are dhira. Gurunam apina vichalyate. Once they are situated in their platform or they're in constitutional position, even the biggest turmoil comes in their mind, they never get disturbed by that. Devotional service entails being initiated by the bona fide spiritual master and following his instruction in regard to hearing about the Lord. Such a bona fide spiritual master is accepted by regularly hearing from him about the Lord. The improvement in knowledge and detachment can be perceived by devotees as an actual experience. It's your thing, your asset, and you have to realize. No need that some third person should tell you that now you are in knowledge. Or now you have developed a detachment. Like when you are eating, you know whether your hunger is got pacified or not. It's not me that I can tell you, now enough, enough, enough. You must have fill your belly. It's you have to realize that. And same way it is said, the improvement of knowledge and detachment can be perceived by a devotee as an actual experience. By your own experience, you can understand that whether you have acquired that knowledge or detachment. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu strongly recommended this process of hearing from bona fide devotee. And by following this process, one can achieve the highest result, conquering all methods. Hare Krishna. If you have any comment or question, we will discuss. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthashramad Bhagavatam ki. Lotus like a face. Mukhapadma in day. It says that Mukhapadma Nidrei means by those who have taken shelter of such a lotus flower. So from that lotus flower, actually what emanates is Vedic knowledge. So rather than taking the direct word-to-word meaning of that, what Maitreya Rishi is saying here, taking shelter of her knowledge. Devotees, because that knowledge has came from the mouth of the Lord. Ya Ya Swayam Padmanavasya Mukhapadmat Vinusrutaha. So that is Vedic knowledge. So they take that knowledge as the wings which carries them to the eternal abode. And that abode you can achieve by taking shelter at the lotus feet of Lord. So whether whatever generates from his lotus like face or lotus feet, ultimately anything regarding him takes you back home, back to Godhead. So here it is, two things he has given. One is your propensity to take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord, and second, to get the knowledge that Lord has given. To understand the knowledge that Lord has given. That is understanding the Vedas. Okay?
On Bhagavatam, saying, Yatkirta Buddhi Salilena Kareti. He says, taking a dip in a river, holy place, just to go there to get a dip for like a cow and.
Yeah, gokhara, like donkeys and asses and cows. See, what has mentioned, you have to read it from top. That shloka, it goes like that people, they go to the holy places. But if they don't associate sadhus there, just go and take dip in the water and come back, that does not give you a benefit of visiting holy places. That is just like a cows and animals. They go and they take dip in the Ganga. Like frogs, they live. Fishes, they live in there. That does not give them a abode. Going back home, back to Godhead. But visiting holy places and taking bath there means visiting that places where the people are the devotees of the Lord who are capable to make that place more glorious, more sanctified and more pure. If you don't associate with them, janeshu abadneshu sayeva gokhara, said that these foolish fellows, they are like a hogs and asses and cows, bulls.
But just taking the dip in the Ganga alone is
I told you, with the faith. How you will have that faith until and unless you don't associate with the people who has that faith, that sadhus. Otherwise, it's just like a kunjarasnana, like an elephant's bathing. Yasyatma buddhi kunapethi dhatuke swadhiya kalatradishu bhauma ichyati yattirta salilena karhachit janeshu abhitneshu sayeva gokara. The person who has conception has himself as a body. Yasyatma buddhi, he has an atma buddhi. What is his atma buddhi? Kunapetri dhatu ke, I am this body, the bag of mucus, bile and cough. If that person goes and takes bath in the Ganga also, he will not get purified. Then how he can get purified? If he associate with the sadhu. Because sadhu only can tell you that you are not this body but spirit soul. Because he has a realization and experience in that knowledge. And that will give you a real benefit of purifying yourself by taking bath in the Ganga. Jnana Ganga, that's what God is. The Ganga, the water of knowledge that purifies. Kinchit Dhita Bhagavad Gita Ganga Jalalava Kanika. He first, he says that knowledge that purifies you. Internally and externally, the Ganga. Okay. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai.